Living in Puerto Rico most of my life, I'm used to the nightly greeting of the little frogs called coquis. But this time, stepping off the plane is different. The hum of generators and the smell of gas and diesel fill the hot, thick air. The next day, I am walking to the Bantioch Clinic in Levittown, 25 minutes west of San Juan in the north coast of the island. Two Army National Guardsmen are posted on the entrance. The clinic opened in a former Head Start school site near the center of Levittown 9 days after Hurricane Maria. It is run by volunteers, many of them students from the University of Puerto Rico.
I'm the leader of the medical interventions in the community, so what I do almost every day is basically house calls.
That's Cristian Rodriguez, a volunteer doctor in his 30s who does house calls. He has short, dark hair with some gray on it. He's wearing a black scrubs with jeans, and he's about to start work.
After the hurricane, there was a lot of elderly patients and bedridden patients who weren't getting their medical attention. So we would go house to house and find these patients. We didn't have communications during the first couple of weeks, so basically I would go to the communities and ask around.
Dr. Rodriguez recently finished his degree in medicine in another island. He grew up in Puerto Rico, and he came back to help after the storm.
I alone found approximately 5 patients who had suffered strokes during the hurricane, and they hadn't had any lab work or anything, no CT scans, because they didn't even know they had a stroke. So it was a little intense, and it was kind of hard to think that was happening in my hometown, that people were actually having strokes in home and they weren't being seen by a doctor.
And for Dr. Rodriguez, coming back to help was never a question.
What keeps me going? I don't know, man. This is home, you know. You try to take care of your home. And when you see your community in need, I mean, and half of the medical personnel have left, we don't even know how many doctors we lost.
This clinic has seen more than 4,000 patients since its opening. Inside, there are cubicles made out of gurneys piled on top of each other. Volunteer Dr. Azim Ilahi from North Carolina talks to a patient through a student translator.
So tell me what's been going on.
She tells him that her sons have been sick and her chronic condition is causing her a lot of pain. In another cubicle is Dr. Ingrid Carter, a volunteer doctor from Florida. She sees Ana Hilda, a short woman in her 70s. She is a diabetic who comes to the clinic after developing lacerations on her right foot. Her house survived, but most of her neighbors are struggling to take out more than 3 feet of mud accumulated inside their houses after the water from a nearby river made its way in.
I'm sorry, she had sores on her foot.
Dr. Carter has been to different countries and have assisted in crisis as a traveling physician, but this clinic feels different for her.
To be honest, I'm amazed at the resources this clinic has available. I've never seen such availability of medications for patients, and we can give a full complement and course of antibiotics and treatment. So excited, and hopefully that more people will come and keep us very busy for the rest of the week, because that's why we're here.
The hurricane season in Puerto Rico ended on November 30, but there's still uncertainty in the island. Streets get flooded every time it rains, the breeze still clogs the sewers, and people have to walk in knee-deep water. It's a struggle to drive a car from one side of the street to another. But the rain cannot keep doctors like Cristian Rodriguez from this clinic.
It's in moments like these when all those things I learned back in school, maybe in high school, come back to light, and you realize this is a moment where you have to take care of your community because no one else is going to do it.
In Levittown, Puerto Rico, I am Sergio Martinez Beltran for WKAR News.